The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We'd like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one!
The two-time champ does absolutely fucking nothing!
What's it going? Oh.
Yo, yo, yo.
Main Shaffer Podcast episode
139.
139. Okay, thanks. Thank you for helping me. I am Two Dems. The real is back. The real is back.
Come on.
Member of the DSS.
Yes, sir.
Daniel and Damson.
And them man there.
Listen, you best.
Bobby Schmurd.
Bobby Schmurd. Can't believe he's in it. Get to know. You know what time it is, man. Come on. Mr. Hollywood.
Come on. Cole Sanusi, Don Corleone in the building. The one and only. In the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Streaming live to your ears.
Streaming live to your ears. To the people, them.
Yes, sir.
And now for the main event. Weighing in at...
How much do you think he weighs?
I don't want to... I'm going to say 190.
I don't even know that system. No, the metric versus the imperial.
I'm just guessing.
I don't know pounds and all that shit.
No, probably 195, 200.
Yeah, I was going to say 200, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That means you weigh more than Rey Mysterio. 619. The real is back. It's the real one.
It's E-Man G45.
Yes, sir.
I'm solid in my name.
Come on.
The 45 is silent.
Come on.
It's the Prince of the East.
Riding Meeks. I'm riding Meeks.
Keep going. Keep going.
It's the Prince of the East.
Yes.
Genghis Jibogwe.
Yes.
It's the Black Mamba Dove. Get to know already. Listen.
Listen.
It's the Cheetah Yam.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Episode 139.
We're in the building.
Word of advice.
Go on.
Money bags.
Just kidding.
I thought he was going to say, what is it? Wash your clef?
Every day.
Every day. I said, I don't know what this guy's talking about.
But you know what? Yeah, you know what's an interesting topic? I want to see Amber Heard's feet.
Are you a feet man? That means yes. The fact that he's hesitated like this.
That's a crazy thing to say.
I was just talking about Amber Heard's feet. I want to see her feet.
Why? What happened? What's going on in the case that you now want to see her feet?
Bro, she's chatting so much crud, man. She's lying, bruv. She basically said, I slapped the bottle on the floor. Yeah. Then there was glass everywhere. I was walking bare feet. And then the next thing I saw, Johnny Depp's finger was cut off.
Wow. She's going for the crud Olympics, man.
She's going for the crud Olympics. And then she said, you know, I was trying to walk everywhere, but there was glass on the floor, so it was really hard for me to walk. This and that. And we went to the hospital. That's it. And I'm like, okay, then where's the evidence about your feet being cut up by the glass?
It's not making sense.
We haven't heard that yet. They haven't done cross-examination in court with Amber Heard as of yet. She's just doing a testimony. Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
And you know they're asking her questions. Her lawyer's asking her questions, but they haven't had Johnny Depp's lawyers ask them the question.
Right.
And her story has potholes everywhere.
The maddest thing I heard, and I've not been following it.
Yeah.
But my girl told me that basically she had a psychoanalysis session, and she essentially her scores were 100%. For depression, I think.
Yes. Was it depression and narcissism?
I think so. Yeah. And then they realised, like, no, these answers are too perfect. So supposedly she had researched the best answers to give in order to get that diagnosis.
So, yeah, no, so basically...
Yo, what?
Yeah, bro.
She was flipping the work, bro.
Yeah, really.
It's crazy.
Like, they need to make this into, like, a series. Like, the way they did the People versus OJ.
Mm.
People versus Amber, one, yeah.
Because,
damn.
Bro... Like, her. So the way it's supposed to go is that they were supposed to do a cross examination of Amber Heard first, then speak to the witnesses or the people that she's called in for witness for the witnesses, and then make the final conclusion, and then boom, jury then goes and decides who's right, who's wrong, blah, blah, blah. Instead, what they did was they invited the therapist first, the forensics therapist. And the forensics therapist is there to look at both Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Is this the white lady that went to Johnny Depp's house? Or is that a different one?
No, it's a different
one. Cool.
And yeah, man, like you could hear everything. Like she was spinning words. She was a wordsmith.
She's talking West, man, continually.
Nah, she wasn't talking West.
No, I'm talking about Amber Heard.
No, she was wonderful. Like she was a wordsmith of all words.
When was this? When she was being interrogated, or
When she gave her testimony, and then they did a cross examination of her, and then boom. So there's this. So we'll go and ask questions first, and then Johnny Depp's solicitor will go and ask questions.
Mm.
And basically, she was using pronouns of like women or her would be abused, and he would do the abusing. But he wouldn't. She wouldn't actually specifically say Amber Heard or Johnny Depp.
Mm.
And like the way it was done, like I'm just saying, this is better than the NBA. I'm not lying.
I'm just saying it's better than playoffs.
It was techie. I was like, yo, they're really doing this stuff. So that's why I said I really want to see Amber Heard's feet.
I hear that. Even some of the stuff that I've seen on TikTok she's on.
I do appreciate nice feet.
I appreciate nice feet as well, but I'm not really like the
yeah, it's not the be all and end all for me. Dude. Some people is like, this is it. Do or die, you know? It's when she said, so I walked up to him, I stared him in his face, and then he slapped me, and then I turned around and I said, Johnny, you just hit me. Like, that's just not how a human being would operate. If someone slapped you and you turn around and you're now facing them, how are you going to face away from him and then say, like, you just hit me? Do you know what I mean?
And
there's just a lot of...
There was so many plot holes. She was basically saying, oh, yeah, when I was with Johnny, you know, he had me on my back, you know, then I was crying on my chest. And I'm like... Oh, sorry, he put my back on the table. It was really uncomfortable, and it was hitting me, it was slamming me. Then my chest was getting uncomfortable because my chest was on the table. And it's like, so how did your chest and your back end up on the table within the same second? Then she'll go back to her back, and it'd be like, right, someone's chatting rubbish. Yeah, and whilst you're talking will be
for real. I think I think this story lies somewhere in between. I think. Yeah.
Yes and no, because she has history of domestic violence.
Oh, really?
With other individuals. Oh,
swear.
With her partners.
Nah.
And he hasn't had any.
Man. I don't think it's out of thin air. I'm not saying I just don't think Johnny's perfect. I just can't.
No, I don't think it's perfect because, you know, once he cut his finger, he dipped it in paint, started graffitiing on all the walls and everywhere.
But that's what I'm saying. I think...
But whilst his finger's bleeding.
I think he's done some things as well. I don't know to what extent. I don't want to put something on his name. But I think there isn't any smoke without fire. It can be comparable to the scale that it might not have been to what Amber was doing, because Amber just looks like a horrible person. But I just can't, because this case is really interesting. The way it's been memeified has been really interesting to watch on Instagram and see how it's playing out. Yeah, it's
just kind of peaking.
It's crazy. At the end of the day, this is a domestic violence case, and you know,
yeah, absolutely.
These are criminal charges. At least they should be. I think this is more
domestic. Is domestic violence criminal?
Yeah, if someone gets hurt.
If they find evidence. Oh, but
yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I assumed it would be.
But this is a civil case. It's not.
Yeah, but that's. Johnny's just trying to clear his name in this case. Trying to just say, look.
And he's doing a wonderful job of it.
Yeah,
well, 100%. Him and his team are doing a wonderful job.
Either way, I think the public perception has changed. Like.
I tried to watch Aquaman on Netflix, it didn't come up. Yeah. They got rid of it. They were like, you know what?
Well, they're even trying to see how they can get rid of Amber Heard from Aquaman 2. Apparently, she only has 10 minutes of screen time because they're already worried about this. But now you look like what it's done for Johnny's career, it's revived it. Let's be honest.
I didn't even know they shot Aquaman 2 yet.
They announced it. They announced it with The Flash, they announced it with Black Adam.
If you want to know someone that's running around out their pack, it's Ezra Miller. He's
yo. Why is he fighting everybody?
He's ruining Hawaii.
Why is he fighting everybody?
I don't know.
Why is he running around like he pack?
I've never seen it. Like I've never seen someone run around this much. And the thing is,
that's he get in the flash.
My name is Barry Allen, and I'm the fastest man alive.
That's crazy.
PS2 graphics, bruv.
For real, great show though. Season 1 to 2, but I think it's just so interesting to see Ezra Miller and the state he's in, because they keep arresting him and then taking him to jail and then releasing him.
And he goes back.
Yeah, and when he goes back on
We're not
crud.
Seeing that Flash movie. It's not going to come out.
No,
they're,
no way.
They're going to have to.
They wasted everyone's time. Either that or they're just going to have to try and promote it without him. But that's going to be hard to promote a film without your lead actor.
Speaking of movies, shall we get into Doctor Strange?
That demonic piece of truth.
And did you walk out of madness?
Yo, I'm not going to lie, yeah. Sometimes I like to, and this is a good callback to a conversation we had, yeah, where we're talking about films that, like, things are happening and it's just bad. That movie, if I'm going to be objective, it wasn't actually a good movie.
It's not.
But I really enjoyed it. Does that make any sense? Like, it wasn't good. Like, I can see obvious things about this movie that are not good.
Yeah.
And Sam Raimi is just basically being Sam Raimi, right?
Yeah.
But the movie itself, by the end of it, I felt thoroughly entertained because I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? Especially the third act. The third act, I was like, I have no idea what's going on.
I can see why you took that.
That's my takeaway from the
movie. Yeah, that's what I can see why that's your takeaway, and I hear it. That, my God.
What did you not like about
it? The more time I have to sit with it, the more I don't like it.
What didn't you like?
I just think it's, in certain places, its biggest issue is that there's clearly, so the original version was 2 hours and 43 minutes. There's clearly 40 minutes missing somewhere.
Right. You know,
there's mad story plots that I'm just a bit like, flesh out America more. Because it's just this girl America running Chavez. Around the universe with Doctor Strange. Wanda, it's a bit like, it is calmed down a bit. Like, what? It's kids. I'm sorry. And they weren't real. You fabricated them. So why are you so vexed? Chill out. It's just, I think, the cameos, everything that happened, spoiler alert. Everything with the Illuminati, dumb.
Did you not like that scene?
Nah.
I thought that was hard, man.
Same.
I thought that was hard.
I thought it was a waste of their time.
I thought that was mad.
You really called people in for a
as in the
and they had I don't know his name, the guy with the fork on his head. I watched the series.
Black Bolt, is it?
Yes.
Bolt, yeah.
From Inhumans.
Yes, Inhumans. And to be honest, I don't know if the Illuminati is of that universe. However, I just feel like,
I like the fight. I just like to see Wanda flex.
They got cooked, man.
I like that whole segment.
Yeah.
She absolutely... I liked Wanda, man. I thought Wanda was great. I
think Wanda is a character.
Arguably the best
aspect
of the movie.
He could destroy you with his mouth. What mouth?
Yeah, he was dumb for giving up that clue.
Listen, if she was whispering my ear the way she was whispering in my man's ear, listen, I'm...
Run.
The whole kingdom's going down. I'm sorry, guys.
The whole kingdom's going down.
She was looking fantastic in that movie, bro.
Oh, my God.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Elizabeth Olsen was getting busy.
She was getting busy. Lizzie, listen.
But
come on the show.
She's ring my Scarlet line. Witch in, I think, in every single universe. Or she just has powers of the Scarlet Witch.
She just has powers.
She just has powers, but in this one, she is the actual Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
She was flexing, boy.
But then she's
but
destroyed.
I like that. I didn't like what she was fighting for, but no one can touch her. She's the most powerful thing in the MCU.
She was moving
I'm not
crazy.
Trying to beef her.
She was moving absolutely brazy. When she pulled up to that temple,
when she
curtains.
Went through the mirrors and they said, yo, what do we do now?
They were
visibly shook.
Mm.
And that was the elements that I liked. The horror elements that they lent into, fun as that was so much fun.
It was a very graphic movie. I didn't think it's by far the most graphic MCU movie.
When they popped his head, and Homeboy turned into spaghetti, and then his head popped.
Yeah,
crazy.
Had Captain Britain or Captain Carter
cut in half,
sawn off.
the Doctor Strange variant landing on that spike. I was like, what? Like, is this a kid's movie or what? What's going on?
Nah, it was too much. And then what? Wagwan for even Maria Mambo or the Black, she got cooked.
Got put in the cliff. I mean, the thing I hated the most, I didn't even hate, I just said, what the hell is going on? Why the hell was Doctor Strange having a versus with himself, man?
I kind of like that. I thought it was clever.
I thought you'd hate that.
Yeah. I'll put that in the group chat.
So what is like, this?
Bro, this is, it's wild.
They're fighting with music?
Yeah.
At least fight with some hard songs.
The Book of Ashanti.
Fighting with... The Book of Ashanti. That's the name of the episode. The Book of Ashanti, not Vishanti.
Ashanti, yeah, Ashanti.
The Book of Ashanti.
For real, man. Because I was a bit baffled.
Baby.
You know, I got a baby one, didn't I?
Like, he really went and did the whole verses. And I'm like, really?
Why was that like...
They were going back
it
to
was,
back.
It, do you know what? It was, it was just like a cover of Lethal Weapon. Listen,
I was sat in the cinema flabbergasted. I was like, what the hell?
I enjoyed
Who said this was okay?
Yeah. I enjoyed it because of how stupid it was. Like, it was really out of the box. Did they land? Probably not to
Probably
most people.
Not, but it was creative.
Yeah, it was creative.
You can appreciate it was creative, but it was just like, wagwan, bro. Like, nah.
Like, how are you losing to notes? No, not UK notes. Just
notes.
Just notes.
Man, the movie is not a great MCU movie, but Sam Raimi movies are always crazy like that, man.
And then what pissed me off as well was that America Chavez was just, she just stopped when Doctor Strange was beefing anybody. It was like, just run. Just, if you just run, then you might just have a chance of surviving.
That
if
girl you is powerful. Stop,
she's powerful, but it was silly that it took Doctor Strange from another universe to get a variant of himself, like a zombie variant of himself, to tell her to believe herself in order for it to win. Like, when you look at it like that, that's just shit, right?
They went 666 in that film though.
Let's talk about that.
With the spells witchcraft and shit.
Man. I'm not one of those guys who are easily like put off by that type of shit. I typically don't care, but after watching that movie, I genuinely felt like, yo, I need to go home and pray, because they were whipping and flipping the work in that movie, bro. I was like, what the hell is this?
What made it worse was the fact that. So he used the Darkhold book to go and possess a dead version of himself to revive him, who was rotten. And then because he broke the one rule he can't break, he then turns like the demons of whatever realm come and say, you broke the rule, we're now coming to get you. And they both come and get both Doctor Strangers.
That was a phenomenal
shot. The one that's alive
shot,
and the one that was dead.
Which shot?
The one where they're all chat, like, he's got all them things around him and then he's like this.
It was a good looking movie.
As he's going through that, the lady with no powers, not trying to make her like look small or anything, it's like, yeah, but you're like the master
wizard. Is girl?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. You're the master wizard, so I mean you could beat this, innit? That's when he wakes up and says, right, let me possess these demonic spirits in my dead self to win. It's like,
come on, bro.
That's demonic.
It just doesn't sound like a good idea. If I'm dead, leave that one alone. Leave that version. Possess something else. Do you know what? His love life is.
You see what you're saying? Possess something else already, bruv.
But he has no choice. He's still got to save the. He's not even saving the world. He's saving the multiverse.
Saving the girl, not multiverse.
You can't let Wanda go around like that, man. That she is the queen of walking around like she's packed.
She is really that. She's really that guy.
She'll do anything just for kids that weren't real. That's insanity. If you're riding and dying that much for kids that didn't exist. The only thing that stopped you is because they saw you in your true form. Yeah. Come on.
I guess our whole thing is that they do exist in other universes.
Yeah.
But, She learned a lesson at the end. You know, the other version was, I was like, yo, relax, man. Chill.
Where was Viz? Viz just watching.
Viz is deadbeat dad.
Viz is dead.
Rashawn.
Rashawn.
he's coming back in Michael Jackson.
Wait, what?
Because he was red first and then he came back white, innit?
It's black, it's white. Do you know what I thought for a long time? I thought Michael Jackson made that song to justify his skin.
You're an idiot. I understand the logic. That's so funny, man.
I was like, you know what, you go.
We're
Macaulay Culkin in the video and everything.
Where are we ranking this?
This is bottom tier.
It's the bottom tier,
I mean, no. Because I had fun. I left the cinema having more fun than I fucking did with Ant-Man and the Wasp. So, like, it's not Thor the Dark World. But
probably mid tier for me.
Yeah, maybe it's bottom mid.
It's meaty.
I am disappointed that we didn't get to see more multiverse stuff.
Yeah. That's what I thought they were going to lend into.
We only saw one of
it's
universe.
One of them films that it could have been really bad, but if they'd really lent into the multiverse stuff, I think people would have come away having had more fun.
And another thing as well, yeah, that's how you're killing Xavier. Like, do you know who Xavier is? Like,
I hear you.
From our childhood, and then this is how you kill him.
I hear you. A bit of a...
But do you know what? The impression I get from this multiverse is them man haven't had to work hard. So it just seemed like it seems like they made light work of killing Thanos in their universe.
Oh, in this universe you're talking about, the 8-something universe. Yeah, no, you're right.
So I think they're a lot more lax because they think they can solve everything. Saw how they behaved.
Yeah.
Strange was like, yo, this girl ain't nothing to play with. Yeah. And they said, we can handle the little witch. What are you talking about? She's on crud.
Xavier.
Reed.
She smoked them all, bro. It's crazy.
For real.
Yeah. But then if a Fantastic Four exists in that universe, then it's most likely to exist in this universe, especially with Xavier. I don't know how they're going to blend everything in, but they've done a wonderful job to say that
these characters exist. X-Men are somewhere. There's the Fantastic Four somewhere, you know. I would like to see Peggy Carter again. I thought she was one of the best things about What If.
Yeah.
So if they can make it work, bring her back. I never need to see Black Bolt again in my life.
He's important, man.
It depends how important to the story he is. We'll see.
They can blend him in. However, it's just... Did you watch the series Inhumans?
I actually haven't seen it.
Either. I don't know how you got a girlfriend in that. Like, what? No, he can't talk to anyone.
Because basically they live on the moon and they thrive through classism.
Yeah.
So if you have good powers, then
you join the royal family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you have dead powers, then basically you're going to be working on
in the mines.
Yeah, in the mines.
Right. I see.
So then, like, there's this whole civilization.
But I don't know how true to the story, because the show apparently is terrible.
Yeah.
Did it only have one season?
Yeah, one season.
Yeah, there wasn't any more than that.
Man.
But the fact that they brought him back, I was happy to see it. However, I thought they would have been more defiant. Memorable characters that at least can carry on the Illuminati.
Yeah. I just think we all seem to be on the same boat. We all expected more.
Yeah, I was still entertained, but you're right.
They didn't do enough of it, because the whole idea of the multiverse is you can do as much as you want, different versions of different characters. It would have been so cool. I think there was a lot of missed opportunities. They said at one point Deadpool was supposed to be in it. They looked at doing Superior Iron Man.
I heard about the Iron Man.
There was so much that they could have done that they
But I love the fact that, I think I said this on another group chat, but basically I love the fact that they kept those characters. They didn't change the actor for that character. They just kept them the same. If there was an Iron Man, I didn't want to see Tom Cruise, because otherwise now the multiverse doesn't really make sense the way
I hear it. So it'd have to be RDJ, but in another iteration or whatever. Okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that is how. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. But I mean, I think it was a missed opportunity to not have more people in it.
And I kind of feel like the plot was slightly a bit small scale for something as big as
a multiverse. Yeah, that's what I thought it was meant to be like.
You know what I mean?
This is an Avengers level event. Like, yo, multiverse of madness. This shit's about to go off.
But it's really just about...
This is just phase 4 in general, Scarlet man. There is no... Chasing, it just feels very directionless at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's really making it... It's making it not hard to enjoy these films. But where are we going?
We kind of predicted this, though, no?
We said
this
on the show. And
we're like, it's probably going to go there after this. Like, it's...
I don't mind the sometimes throw shit at the wall and see what sticks, but a lot of this ain't sticking.
But it's still making money and it's still successful.
No, I know. But after a while, you might get to a point where people start asking questions. Okay, this isn't making... Because if it stops making money, then what?
So let's evaluate what's come out so far. So we've had in this new phase, we had
Black Widow,
Eternals, Spider-Man was great.
Yeah.
This was meaty. And what's
Shang-Chi,
next?
Shang-Chi, you feel how you feel about
Shang-Chi,
that?
Shang-Chi, I thought it was good. I think the general consensus was it was good.
Yeah.
And then next
TV
is...
TV shows.
The TV shows I'm not really too bothered about, personally.
So what, we're just speaking on movies?
Let's talk about the movies. That's where the bread and butter
is. That looks bad. We can only say there's one great film in this phase so far.
The next two films are going to tell us a lot about what's going on. The next four and the next Black Panther will tell us a lot. If those two don't bang...
Get back to the trouble. You niggas in trouble.
You know what? I don't know what's going on with four. Like, I don't know what the storyline is. So it gives me a bit of nice, you know.
I'm going to try. Do you know what I'm going to start doing now as well? I'm going to stop, like, trying to find out as much as I can. Or not.
No, yeah, 100%.
And I'm just going to enjoy these films now. And 100%. Just try and go in as blind as possible. Because I think my expectation, part of the reason why I didn't enjoy this film as much as I could have was because where my expectations were
too high. Yeah.
If I had gone in and just known as little about what could happen, and I would have been shocked. Like, oh my God, like they managed to fit that in. Do you know what I mean? That would have raised my liking of the
film. That's probably why I enjoyed it, because I'd only seen the trailers and I'd seen speculation here and there, but I try my best not to really involve myself that much anymore. And that being the result, I actually enjoyed it more than I thought I would, as you know, even though the movie wasn't great.
But I've said this before and I'll say it again. I don't want John Krasinski to play Mr. Fantastic going forward. It was a nice little nod to the people who have wanted that for years. He got to do it, but he's not the guy. I ain't trying to see that.
I think he could be the guy.
Nah, he's not, man. Reed Richards in the comics is an absolute dickhead. This guy is, and that's a good thing. Be a nice person. He's a nice person in real life, and he's a nice person in all the TV shows he plays. He was actually supposed to be Captain America. It was either him or Chris Evans.
They did the right thing by picking Chris Evans. I don't see him as Captain America.
But he's got that friendly...
He's got it, but...
Anyway, he's not Reed Richards.
Fair enough.
And I'll leave it there.
Nah, they're going to make him Reed Richards.
I mean...
And the new Fantastic Four is going to be Reed Richards.
I hope not. There's still time to change your mind, Marvel.
So we're calling it Doctor Strange Multiverse of Midia.
Yes, sir.
That's
the name of the episode. Oh, that is embarrassing.
Kendrick Lamar. Mr. Morale,
Kung Fu Kenny,
and the Big Steppers.
Wait, hold on, not Book of Ashanti.
We're gonna call it Book of Ashanti.
Oh, sorry, I'm just saying stuff at this point now.
Kendrick Lamar's album, man.
Mr. Morale. And
how
Big
do
Steppers.
We go about this? Because there's so much to talk about with this album.
Way too much to talk about.
I have so much to say.
Shout out to Nux. We really enjoyed your album, but let's just talk about.
We'll get into Nux afterwards because I enjoyed this project as well. But this Kendrick Lamar album is like. Where do we begin? I want to get the feel of the room. How did you guys feel about the album?
Say it.
I ain't saying nothing. I can't go first.
Say it.
I can't go first. You know what it is?
Your chest.
Mr. Morale and the Big Mid. That's what he wants to
say.
This nigga was rapping at me. I had no time to breathe. There's one song, I think Mother, I'm Sober.
Okay.
And it's literally like...
That song is
sick. I think he's rapping for 6 minutes, and it's like me talking to you and going like, "I went to the shops. The shops is good. You like the shops as well. I went to the shops with you. Do you know the shop? You know the shop I went to. That's what I felt like. I was like, bro, breathe. On so many tracks. Oh man,
didn't enjoy it.
Not that I didn't enjoy it. I just I'm trying to. It's off the first listen.
Oh, you've got to listen to it once.
I'm being as honest as I can, and our job is to give our first reaction.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time yesterday to listen to it, so I'm coming in off of my first reaction, which I had on the train.
Fair enough.
It's good, and I have to get out there. I will never deny that man's lyrical miracle ability, his flows, his pockets that he can get into. I just feel like. I remember listening to Good Kid, Mad City for the first time and thinking, whoa, you know, what is this? And obviously everyone, you have your whole life to make your first album. And he's gone on to do great things still. I just don't think that this just felt like very, I don't know how to explain how
it was,
I felt.
It was too conceptual.
Maybe it was too conceptual. He had a lot of ideas that he wanted to get off.
It's like a...
What is the one theme of the album?
It's about him, bro.
It's about him.
You clock it. Do you know why it's probably bad to ask you? Because you're listening to it once.
Mm.
And when I listened to it once, I felt the same way you felt. But I've listened to it a few times now, and I have a few thoughts about it, and the one thing I can take about it away from it, the theme is by far his most personal album.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everyone loves Good Kid, Mad City because it's so personal. It's about his story in Compton. Nah, this album is literally about, this is like an exorcism of himself.
Yeah.
And when you deep some of the stuff he gets into, he gets into,
no,
like,
and I like those moments on the album. Yeah. I think Auntie's Diaries. Yeah, great.
What's it? Worldwide Steppers. What other songs did he get into himself? There's another song where he gets into, bro. I could spend an hour talking about this album.
Like, and then even
I have to look at the,
even
yeah,
Baby Keem basically saying the first and the 15th are our religion. Like, do you know how that's a bar?
Mm.
Like, that is a bar, because at that point you can understand what that means. The first and the 15th.
Yeah.
When you get paid, you have to pay your bills on the first.
Yep.
If it's not the first, then it has to be the 15th.
Yep.
And that's the only time you are committed to something.
Yep.
On a proper level.
Mm.
It's a. I think the camera might have turned off.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good.
But yeah, no. The album, like, for example, the 6 minute track you're talking about, him talking about, like, essentially, like, basically abuse.
Mm.
In like the black communities, how he said when he was a child that he actually, everybody thought he was abused by his cousin, I think, and when they asked him, he said he hadn't been, but everyone thought cousin. That yeah.
Yeah,
but everybody thought he had, even though he actually hadn't.
Yeah.
And as the song goes on, he realizes his mum was so on him about it because she had been abused as well, hence completing the cycle of that. And like, it's just, I can't really explain it. And like, even like the last song, Mirror, like, I feel like he's got to a point in his career, and you can tell by the music and him saying that, like, I'm more Kodak black than pro black.
Mm.
He's at a point now, like, where he's like, listen, you might need to stop putting me on this pedestal thing. Cause at the end of the day, I'm just me, man. Like,
I'm just a human being.
People, after him putting out something like, you know, To Pimp a Butterfly, people put him as, they made him the savior.
Mm.
And if you hear the song on Savior, he's saying, listen, J. Cole made this song, but he's not your savior. He's basically saying, like, you know, like, I have to save myself. And if you listen to this album, it's like, it's basically therapy. He's talking to a therapist, especially on the Mr. Morale side. You can really hear, like, the back and forth with the therapist.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. I think this album, it's not his best album for me, personally.
Yeah.
But this man has never dropped a bad project.
Yeah, no way.
Like, this is still so high above. He's a victim of his own success. Yeah. Like, his stiff is still so good that even for me, this may be like an 8.5 or 8 out of 10 right now, which might change. I still think this album's going to grow on me.
Yeah.
But I just still feel like it's maybe not necessarily as high up as, like, maybe as a Good Kid or To Pimp a Butterfly, but not for the same reasons why everybody else would say that.
Yeah.
I just think it's such a personal album that you can't really ever really enjoy something.
I want to be as clear as I can. I don't think it's a bad project by any stretch of the imagination. I just think, I think I also just know it's where mad. I've been on the planet for 27 years.
It's mid.
What? I didn't even say that, but like, I just know what music is gonna resonate with me.
So I would say Damn is for you. The
yeah,
album,
definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I enjoy Damn a lot more than I did with this.
Yeah.
But I know that about myself. Like, he's trying to get a lot off here. And I think I use music as a way of escape. And
this is not escape.
Yeah, there's so many realities. And he's really having conversations that need to be had. Like, and, you know, I'm pleased that he is.
He's exercising some demons on this album, man.
Yeah, for real.
I didn't think he'd get to this point where he'd be able to still deliver, like... He's the only rapper that hasn't put out a bad project, man.
No, 100%.
And I've been saying this, and for a long time for me, it's always been Ye. Up until the point we spoke about by him, like, some of the stuff he was saying, like, even on the first song, so United in Grief, yeah, some of the stuff he was saying on there is very mad. Like, he was just obviously out here just fucking, bruv. After the first album, that's how he's basically trying to grieve.
Yeah,
my man was in Copenhagen.
Do you know what I'm saying? And the big, and what's it? Worldwide Steppers. Let's get into that song, yeah.
Oh my God.
He's talking about the first time he had sex with a white woman, right? Very mad. Because he's saying we're all killers. And he was saying that he asked his wife, like, oh, like, I might have a problem. Like, I think I'm racist. Because he's basically hate fucking.
Yeah.
And like he was saying, like, oh, the girl that I fucked when I was 16, so the white woman he had sex with when he was 16, her dad was a sheriff. And that sheriff locked away his uncle. So now she's paying for his sins. It's the way he says it. I messaged you, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, when you heard back this Worldwide Stepper song, and you hear what he's saying, it's like, fuck, like, what the hell is wrong with you, bro? There's so many bars on this album where I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you, bro?
Yeah. Do you know what
he's really going through on this album, bro?
How are you letting people into your mind that much? That
crazy.
The fuck?
He's like, he's getting
shit off. My man said
he got
COVID, and then it was like, yo, Kyrie, what are you doing?
You know what? That was a bar, because the thing is, I understand where people are coming with, like, with the COVID talk, yeah? Because me, I never said that COVID is fake. Yeah. Mm. I just said that COVID, I don't have to take the jab. Yeah, that's what I was on. Yeah, because I had COVID first time March 2020. Cool. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still alive. Some people aren't. Yeah, rest in peace to them. Condolences to the families and them and there. But what I'm trying to say is this. It's the way he said it. He said that church preachers were saying that this was the mark of the beast. And I've been in group chats where they were saying, don't take this because it has the mark of the beast chip. The 5G is this, and that. I'm like, no, this is an actual disease. Cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Then the preacher gets it. Then he's talking to. Then he's trying to get the Pfizer jab.
And he's praying that it works.
He's praying that it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
The bars are good. And he's.
Then
nah,
he's.
Man.
Then he gets COVID. He's out for 2 weeks. Then he's looking at Kyrie like, "Are you all right, bruv?"
Yes.
But to each his own, innit? Each his own. But do you know what? That bar had clarification, and it just made sense.
And
to
it made
everybody.
Sense.
He's to everybody.
Some of the stuff he's saying on there, man. Father Time, bro.
Oh,
that's
Sam
one of his best songs,
well.
Man.
Yeah,
that's one of the best songs in this album, Father Time. And Sampha's a cheat code. You're right.
Yeah.
Sampha's
yeah.
Every time you hear Sampha on a rapper's song, it's a cheat code, bro. Some of the bars he's getting off, and it's true, man. We're all traumatized by our fathers, whether we like it or not, in our lives or not. It's just that's just a fact. And some of the bars he was getting off, like talking about even the Drake and the Kanye thing, them two reconciling. It's just showing that, listen, bro, he still has issues. Like, he obviously don't rate that. Because still has issues with Drake. And whether it's good or bad, he's saying it is what it is. Like, I have some growing up to do. I've got to check my ego.
I feel like sometimes the word trauma is just loosely used now because of the awareness of mental health, which is great. However, the use of trauma. Sometimes I just think the word might just be thrown at in the conversation because it fits best when I don't think it's necessarily trauma. But I understand where he's coming from, though.
Yeah.
So like when he's saying, I'm seeing that happen, maybe I need to mature more, or maybe that's just my character and I just don't believe that.
Oh, as in relation to the Drake and Kendrick.
To the Drake
thing.
And Kendrick.
Okay, yeah, I'm following you. Yeah, you're probably right. That's just ego talk.
Yeah.
I think he could easily sit around. Like, what would they even be beefing about in 2022? Nobody knows. No. Yeah.
But even when he was featured on Baby Keem's track, Family Ties, Kanye changed his life, but me, I'm still
old school Gemini. Let me jump in this bitch. There's a couple shots on this album, you know. There's a shot at No Name. On what song was it? I was listening to it on the way here. On Mr. Morale, the song Mr. Morale. There's shots on against No Name because she was saying about, you know, when the Black Lives Matter thing was kicking off, like, where's Kendrick Lamar? Or he might have been on Savior, one of those songs. But he was like, listen, all you lot with your fake shit where you're blacking out all your screens and doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
I've been, like, and you man are calling for me to come out where I'm chilling in silence. Like, I've done my job and you might want to call me again.
Yeah.
So there's that shot and obviously the Drake shot. I don't even know if it's a shot the Father Time.
It's not.
It's more like I have a problem here. Clearly, like I have an ego here. I have issues.
No, I'm moving forward, innit?
I'm addressing it
and I'm moving forward. However, I'm not ready there.
I'm not there yet. Yeah.
I'm not just gonna shake your hand and then everything's all forgiven. Let me just process this a bit more so I know what I'm doing first.
What the fuck did Drake do to this man?
But no. Maybe it's also competition and the fact that they are more or less 1A, 1B, or whoever you want to say is first.
Yeah.
You still don't want to make your op get that cozy with you, whether there's a problem or not.
Mm.
I think that's probably more his thing. It's more ego competition type thing. I don't think it's really anything that serious.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not entirely deep.
We cried together. Can we
fuck
talk
you?
Can we talk about this?
Do you know what's mad? Yeah. Shouts to Binner, but basically this was a group chat.
Yeah.
And then Toby said, "Oh, what, you like people screaming at each other?" Because he listened to the album three times.
Bro, what was that track?
It was beautiful.
Could you imagine Alchemist hearing it back? Like, what did you do with my beat? Yo.
Yeah.
If you have a relationship like that or you can relate to that song, please break up.
Just leave, man.
Just leave the people then, man. What?
I can't believe it when I first heard it. I was like, what the hell is this?
That is a real argument. They are going back and forth.
One of the most uncomfortable songs I've ever listened to.
Like, I felt like I was
in
the room.
I hear it, though. I understand it.
You ever been in a room?
Never been in it, but I understand.
You're just there like, no, what the fuck's happening?
You're just there, just like,
hey, yo, these men are crazy.
I beg this ends, please.
You know when beef is just about to escalate and you're just there like,
yo, do I step in? Like,
just gotta let them cook.
Yo, it's none of my business.
It's none of my business. But the social commentary on the track is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, because you can hear it right at the beginning, the narrator's like, this is what... this is what the earth is like right now. And that's basically what it is, man. Men and women going back and forth, trying to say who's going through worse, you know. And at the end of the day, like you say, Demi, sometimes it's a little bit, it's always going to be somewhere in the middle.
Even in the song, he derails, he digresses in a conversation and says, yeah, this is why R&B bitches don't want to do songs together. This. Like, that's a genuine conversation.
Yeah, and it is. He's basically saying, you don't hate each other more than we hate each
Yo, and then at the end of it, he says, stop tap dancing around the question. Around the conversation. That was an amazing song.
It's a very...
Sorry, Pusha T, but this is Rap Album of the Year.
I mean, I need to listen
and
to
it. And he ain't robbed you. I mean, he deserves it.
I'm trying to think of what else I want to talk about. Like, there's so much on this album, man.
Way too much. Even like the beat production, I loved it. Like
the production's amazing.
You know, United in Grief, and then you just hear that. You just hear drums,
and it's just flowing off.
Yeah,
like,
you just hear drums.
So
you're thinking, yo, what's going on? And he says, new Mercedes with the black G-Wagon. The way you front and. I was like, bro.
It, the flow. It's you know, you're
it was
right.
So quick.
Here's the one thing I'm so happy about the most, the thing that makes me happy the most is a lot of the times with our rappers, they get to a point where they might, especially Drake. Sometimes he wants to show it, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah.
But he'll put out an album and you're like, you can rap, but I don't know if this is touching what you've done before.
Yeah.
Whereas whenever bro, his rapping ability is still fucking insane.
Yeah, you have to want it, man. He's clearly hungry.
It's fucking the intro track. The flow is for that G-Wagon.
Yeah,
bro, I've never heard anything like that in my life. He's the best rapper. I think he's the best rapper alive, bro. Just off of ability. Nobody can rap like that. Nobody can ghostwrite for Kendrick Lamar.
No,
like what the fuck was that, man?
I mean, it's incredible. I think they were just
insane.
He's dumb talented. There were so many moments. I just think it is his ability. He used it as an opportunity to show his ability. I don't think that's anything anyone who listens to this album can deny.
Absolutely. It's just I think the problem with this album, and it might be a little bit of an issue it's the same issue that To Pimp has, is that it's quite heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very heavy.
So you can't chuck this on.
That's a fact.
You're skating a hose if you play this.
Yeah. That's why you can't really play. That's why, like, Damn. A lot of people listen to Damn. It's just like
easy to play.
Classic. It's like, oh, well, okay, cool.
I don't think Damn's a classic.
No, but it might not be a classic. But however, when people listen to it, they just said
they can say that
because it was enjoyable. Mm. It was easy. It was short.
Give me some gum.
Yeah.
This is by far his most. This is more difficult to listen to than The Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh yeah.
There's so many.
I think that's what it is. Like, there's no. Again, there is no denying his ability and what he's done. And we've already today come up with numerous examples of him being upper echelon. But it just goes back to that. How difficult is it going to be for people to go back to it? But maybe he doesn't really want people to, listen to it a few times to take it from it what you want. And And then you go from there. I don't by any stretch of the imagination think it's mid. Like, I fully well know what I listen to. I'm just saying, as a listening experience, it wasn't the most pleasurable. But then it's not meant to be. The way I look at it is like, you know how you watch them Oscar films? And you know it's an incredible film. You know what you've seen is great. But I'll probably only watch that maybe once or twice. And I've taken from it what I needed to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, for sure.
That's like fair enough.
I can understand because at first, as you said, and even for yourself, it's like...
First listen was
a bit... It was a bit too much.
Yeah. Mm. I couldn't take anything away from it the first time I listened to it. I'll be
honest. And then I was listening to it again, the second time I listened to it, sorry. It was enjoyable. Then the third time, it was like, all right, let me listen to the lyrics now.
Mm.
So I can understand where you're coming from. Like, he's just rapping from left, right, and center. This, and that. Yeah.
This boy was in my ear.
Bro, Auntie's Diaries, I hear it.
He said, I'm about to say a gay slur.
We should probably talk about that one as well. That is an interesting situation.
Auntie's a man now.
Pushy, pussy soul.
Demetrius is Marianne now.
Matt's got the same delivery in case it's the way he
said. Yeah,
he sounds so downbeat as he's saying the lyrics. It's very honest, man.
It's very honest.
Like, at the end of the day, it's not a lot of people are gonna come out and say, "Oh, I said the F word all the time when I was a kid." But you know, Kendrick comes. Obviously, I'm not gonna exclude what he's saying is, you know, something that
I don't think he. Yeah,
but the fact that he's honest enough to put it on record, hey, fair enough, man.
Yeah.
Although.
What?
The way the song ends.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know what it was on there.
No, Dave Chappelle, that's what it was on. Because Dave Chappelle says exactly the same thing.
I shouldn't even laugh.
Nah,
the ending of the track, I was like...
So a white girl can say the... Nah, come on, man.
A white girl can say the word nigger, but I can't say F.
Nah, man.
I don't know if that's what he was getting at, though.
I wasn't getting at it, but it was something to highlight.
But I think he's questioning himself. As in, why am I mad at, I know this sounds crazy, but why am I mad at the fact that she did that, where I was saying that about my auntie back then? So it's just more of a, I'm not saying he agrees with what he's saying. I think he's just putting it out there to have the conversation. Because we have to have the conversation. Yeah. Obviously, they shouldn't say the word, but.
At least there is a place where people can come together and actually sit down and digest the song the way it is. Whereas with Dave Chappelle, he's a comedic actor and not a lot of people are kind of receiving the same way because they exactly said the same thing.
Yeah.
However,
it's how you deliver it though.
White people can say, you know, the N-word, they can laugh to the N-word, but as soon as they say the F, it's like, well, hold on a second. That can't be said. And then he even addressed it like, what community is more important than the other community? Like,
he did say that.
He's not on the same song, but
on another song. Yeah, yeah.
He's barring.
He's asking questions, bro. But he's having uncomfortable questions. He's making us have uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah,
and that auntie song is exactly that. Because you know he can't. At the end of the day, he's pissed off that he got a white woman on stage and they said the N word, and it's like, no, you shouldn't say that. But at the end of the day. When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the white woman came out.
And then she was going to sing the lyrics to one of... I think it might be Money Trees or something. Or Mad City.
Yeah.
And then he was like, why are you saying...
Nigga, fuck, you know where you from?
But it's all good because he's... That's why I'm saying this album is an exorcism of his character. Because at the end of the day, he's literally stripping himself down. He says he's cheated on his wife. He was being... what's the word? Homophobic when he was younger.
Mm.
He's... gone through loads of shit.
As most of us,
he's just stripping himself all the way down. And I think whenever I feel like this man can't give us something more, he manages to find more, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how he could top this. That's the thing.
It's like, crazy.
I don't really want him to top this. I just want him to just go away.
Because at least at the very end, we know that you've never missed.
Yeah.
We just know you've never missed. And he hasn't missed. He's never missed.
He's never missed.
Bro, the song Mr. Morale, before we wrap up on this album, the song Mr. Morale.
Yeah.
I'm going to quickly use an example. And the example is Mr. Jack Harlow. Mr. Jack Harlow put out his album and he has a song by Pharrell on there. The beat is terrible, in my opinion. It just sounds like farts. the drums sound like farts. The beat that he gave to Kendrick Lamar, listen to Mr. Morale again. The song is the best song on the album. And the drums, it sounds like if Kendrick Lamar made a song off of Yeezus. Bro, it's the beat.
I need to listen to it
so
again.
I'll listen to it on the way here. I almost crashed.
Mr. Morale is the one before.
Beat is so mad.
That's one before Mirrors, isn't it?
It's the one not before Mirrors, but before Mother I Sober.
Oh, yes. I have to give
it's the one where it's like do 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 do, and he's just floating off.
To be honest, all the beats are hard. All the beats. This production is insane.
It's one of his best.
Yo, I need to give Kodak some flowers. That boy, there's no need to have gone that hard.
Silent Hill.
Yeah.
When I heard the beat, I knew it was for Kodak. I knew it, and he floated
for real.
Of course, he floated, man.
AP Roman numerals. I said, you know what? He's not lying. Spent a Benz on a Benz. Fair enough.
And it's interesting, fact that he's all over the album, but that's where the exorcism of his character comes into play, because at the end of the day, like, Kendrick is this guy who everyone sees as this woke Don, but Kodak is the exact opposite. But
yes.
he probably looks at himself and say, no, I actually kind of like, I see a lot of myself in you than what people see me to be.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's that thing, the contrast thing whereby people who are extreme left and extreme right actually probably have more in common than someone who's just in the middle. And that's probably how you'd view Kendrick as, you know, the super woke guy, and then Kodak
it's
as
just ignorant. Nah.
But they probably have a lot more in common.
That's 100% they have a lot more in common. Because people are extreme right and people are extreme left.
They have
a lot more in common. Yes.
Yes.
Did you say they have a lot more in common than the people in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
What did you think I said?
No, I heard that correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, sorry. I heard it, but I translated it something completely different. I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah.
But because both extremes,
And they both want the same thing, to bring down the establishment. But phenomenal. Yeah. I don't want people to come away from us having this conversation thinking I didn't think this was a good album, because I'd be insane to think that. It's an incredible body of work.
I was worried at first, though, as in like when I heard it the first time.
Yeah.
I was genuinely like, did he miss? I genuinely asked myself. I was going to go in the chat and be like, yo, you man, y'all heard that? Yeah. But I've listened since. I swear to God. Maybe it's because it was in the morning. I was on my way to work. It just didn't sit in my, it was too much to deal with. Yeah.
Okay.
But then I listened a few times, and today, on the drive here, hearing it again, I'm like, yeah,
shout
he hasn't missed,
team,
man.
I'm really going to, I think.
Sampha as well.
Sampha, man.
Baby Keem could be a personal favourite soon.
Where are you ranking this, E-Man? Where are you putting this?
In what, Kendrick albums?
Yeah, man. I don't know where to put this.
I'll probably say second.
Well, really? As in overall?
Of all of them, because this one, the reason why I say second, because
I don't know.
It's not going to get me in the mentality where I just need to like go and, when I use this word, I mean it to like go and achieve something. So dominate, like go out there and just dominate and just conquer. So like with Damn, you know, you just hear bars, you hear flows, you hear melodies, like the song God. This what God feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Just vibing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas this one, you have to sit there and think. That's why I say it's second. However, it's top tier. It's always going to be top tier.
Yeah.
This one's top, like number one. But in terms of just vibes, this one is an album for me to just sit there and listen to.
Yeah.
And just
fully digest.
Just digest.
Nah, I hear that.
Yeah.
Fair
and
enough.
I respect that as well. I run quite.
To go to therapy.
Yeah, for what it is, for his ability and what he does, like, I enjoyed this more than To Pimp, so
fair.
Already,
yeah,
that's much better for me.
But okay, well,
I struggle to rank his albums so much. I really can't rank his albums, man. I cannot rank his albums,
but if there is something, this is always going to be second because of the way a song might make me feel. Whereas this one is to sit here and digest and to really think. And me, I enjoy thinking. However, if I want to just feel something, I'll go to something just to feel. So if I want to feel like vibes, I'll go feel like vibes. If I want to go feel like benching, whatever, I'll go to something that has vibes towards benching. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess I struggle to rank it because I feel like all his albums are 9 and above. So it's kind of like you're kind of nitpicking at to why.
Out of 10? Oh, this one's out of 10.
It's hard for me to rank like a 9.2 over a 9.3 in my brain, generally. It's all so good for all so many different reasons.
Yes.
I can't ever really pick my favorite. Like, sometimes I listened to everything back recently and I was like, I don't even know if Good Kid, Mad City is my favorite. Not to say it's not, not to say it's a bad album. I mean, it's a fucking classic album. But then I was looking at myself react to the songs off of Section 80, or songs off of Overly Dedicated, and I'm like, do I even
Section? Oh,
it's just 80. All of it, like. Man. You know how, you know that picture where, what's his name, has like all the Grammys?
Yeah.
And it's just like just all classics. That's him, bro. Mm,
yeah.
That's him, bro. He just never misses, man. He's a fucking one in the generation.
And even the Heart Part 5. We haven't spoke about that, but the Heart Part 5.
Floated.
Yeah.
Floated. Although it was a bit of a misdirection, though, because when you listen to the Heart Part 5 and when you look at what he's done in the album, it's not the same thing.
Great deep fakes.
Man was looking like Jussie Smoolier.
He was Jussie Smoolier.
I said, what?
But it was fresh. No, it was great. The way he used the deep fakes to convey his lyrics.
And the last verse, clever. He was rapping like Nip. Yeah. So it was, it was amazing.
Like, that was truthfully Nip. But the other stuff, like Jussie Smollett, like saying, I'm trying to represent for us. It's like, bro, you did a false flag attack on yourself.
False flagging.
Who's getting Subway in -32 degrees Celsius?
Nah, that's sickening. And people don't bring that up enough. Like, I like Subway, but I'm not. Nah, that's sick.
I like some of the Subway sandwiches.
But what are you doing getting it at 2 a.m.?
He just wanted a foot long.
Hey. Yo. Pause.
Nah, I'm kidding.
You can't really say pause because he.
Shall we talk about Kevin Samuels? Because it kind of links into Atlanta. Have you guys seen the most recent episode of Atlanta?
Nah, I haven't. I'm not up to date.
Oh my days.
I haven't seen it.
I'm not going to speak about it until you guys watch it. It's one of the funniest things. It's the best episode of the show, and it's the funniest thing. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh man. Okay. All right, say less.
And there's a certain guest in the show.
Oh, does he come on?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. But it's such a good episode.
Kevin Samuels is on thing.
Please watch it, guys. I'm begging you. I'm dying to talk about it. It's so funny.
Oh.
It's so fucking funny. Of the season, one left.
Okay, because I was just gonna binge it because I was not around for
episode 9. Is me and I was watching it with Sophie. Me and her were literally in tears because it's just so fucking stupid, but it's so funny.
That is typical.
Mate, I don't know what the hell they tapped into this season. There's some episodes where it was a bit weird, but the past few episodes have been fantastic, and the most recent one is we will talk about it when you guys watch it.
Black reality is like. Quite a fun. I mean, they pull humor out of black reality, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not obviously seeing as much of this season, which I will go back and do. But it's things like the one where the lady says something vaguely racist, and he checks her, and it's over. The comment's done. But it's the white people that are on her neck, and he's like, "Yo, fam." Like,
yeah.
Do you know how many times that be happening?
Darius is chilling and she's getting like chased by like a mob of people. that was fucking hilarious.
It was insane. Or the black kid who is mid at everything. But it's like, yo, I'm gonna rob this white guy. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
And Ern was like, alright, fair enough. I'm in. Yeah, it's a great. Oh, this has been a fantastic season, man.
We'll have to jump into that then.
I'll binge watch it, but
it's been
man.
Unbelievable.
Even fucking Liam Neeson coming on to repent for his sins.
When he dropped the last line, I was in tears, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
The best thing about being white is whether you learn or not, it doesn't matter. And is he wrong? He's right.
He's not wrong.
In the context of how he said it,
he's fine. He's still gone on to have a career. I'm gonna watch them Taken films.
So, like, yo, between me and you, yo, them Takens is fine, though.
Sean were right there, man.
I was killing him.
Everything is just taken, tooken.
Tooken.
How do you feel about Kevin Samuels passing away, though?
Is it confirmed?
Yeah, it's confirmed. Okay, it's confirmed. He's dead.
That's your man's, right? Rest in peace, of course, obviously.
We'll no, man, that. Listen, Kevin, listen. Okay, there's certain information I was privy to years before Kevin Samuels, in just a man having purpose before he goes out and gets wife, this and that. And some things of, like, today's society in terms of, like, what women want, because women are now becoming more vocal. They're in places where their voice can be heard. So Kevin Samuels was an individual who just wanted to call it out and say, some of the stuff that you're talking about makes sense to a certain degree. However, this is the reality and this is how we're supposed to do certain things.
Why do girls not like him at all?
He said some stupid shit. Don't get me wrong.
We'll get
E-man's right, but there is also on top of that some clips where you're like, "All right, you're on your own, my
what,
boy.
What, freshen, like as bad as freshen
nah,
fit?
No, 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 freshen
not
fit.
Like that.
Okay, so let's say Kevin Samuels is centre right, freshen fit is far right.
Just, okay, got
just
you.
Out there.
Yeah.
On their ones.
On their ones.
Cool. So Kevin Samuels, he's his first content, set of content was how to dress, smell better for men. Basically, that's how he started. Then his content was like, okay, let's go out there and help these young men into becoming the best versions of themselves. It's very comedic. Yeah. However, it was like, this is exactly how you're supposed to be the best version of yourself. Go out there, go work two jobs to stay on top. Be on your purpose, be on your path. Because once you get this wife, she's going to require X, Y, and Z that you have to provide for. And if you're not going to do that, then boy. So this is the foundation of it. Then he went to the women's side of what a woman is to a man in terms of husband and wife. What you're required to do and what you would want in life. Like, so for example, if you're a woman and you have two or three kids, would you want to work to supply the financial needs for the family, or would you want the husband to do so? No, they were like, I would want this, I would want that, and that's how we gauge the conversation.
Yeah. Because from what I saw, there's obviously these clips that must be a lot worse. So, but I always, to me, he was always making sense. But I've obviously never seen those clips where it's, they feel like he was degrading women.
I mean, there's some like, I don't know. It's multi-layered for me personally.
He tells the truth.
Is it the way he tells the truth that they don't like?
He tells the truth first, and then some of them react in a way where it's aggressive. So he feeds off of that energy, and he gives you the same energy. So he would tell a woman to basically rank themselves from 1 to 10 without using 7. Fresh out the face, you know. Sorry, fresh out the shower, face all clean, no makeup, no nothing. And then rank yourself. That's how you would start. I learned that information when I was 16, of like how pretty women are and this, this and that, in terms of ranking, rete, blah, blah, blah. So, cool. Fast forward. Kevin Samuels, he'll talk to a bunch of ladies and they'll be like, oh, I'm a 9 out of 10. He'll be like, no, you're not. Because if I show you a bunch of people who are 9 out of 10, you're probably going to say you have insecurities. So if you're average, if you say you're 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, then you're average. Why don't you just go for average man? Oh, but I don't deserve average. Then he will go into his whole conversation and his whole spiel. So, yes, Kevin Samuels to many sounds wild. However, as you said, most of the stuff he was saying makes sense. It's just that whenever the people who come on the show want to give him that sort of energy, he's not feeling
it,
he'll give it back. And that's where he will tell a woman, you should just be an American football player because you're fat. there was an old lady that came on and it was like, yeah, I don't want to talk to this lady because she's out here just talking stuff, out here cripping, mama crip.
I mean, yeah, he certainly left his mark on people.
Man said he certainly left his mark.
I don't know, for myself, the content, the content never really, I mean, I didn't watch any of it. I think I'd seen one clip and
said to one
quickly realised it's not for me.
He said to one woman, he's wild, yeah. He said to one woman, like, listen, your braids are so bad, they don't even go all the way down to your neck. Shit. This, this and that. It was like, come on my show. Like, but the thing is, they were being disrespectful. And it was like, I don't like that disrespect, so I'm just going to disrespect you right back.
Do you know what? Do you know where the issue is with him?
Yeah.
The issue is with him is, he might be doing this from a place of just being honest. But then the problem, what happens is, he will galvanize an audience of mandem who don't like women. And then they'll watch that and they'll find entertainment behind that.
They find
entertainment. And thus piss off women as a result. Yeah. That's why it never really talked to me, if I'm being honest. Some of it is funny, but in my brain, I know what it actually does.
Yeah.
And it gives the mandem who are the losers, the mandem who don't really get any women attention, like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, she is fat. Yeah, she. It gives them a voice. He kind of fucked himself over by it. Not maybe purposely or unpurposely, I don't know.
Yeah.
But regardless, that's why, in my opinion, I think women don't like him.
There's honesty.
And there's other stuff I've seen as well. You're a wild boy.
What has happened with that as well, there's been like a whole entire movement. And he's addressed this as well. He's been like, some of you men are coming on this platform just to see me talk to women in the way they're giving off the energy and how they feel masculine and in talking to me, like they're not feminine in any shape or form. Like, and some of you men, you really need to change your ideas and your concepts, because if I speak to you and I find out that you are doing the same thing that some of these women are doing, then I find out you're both immature. And he's done that before with the fat guy who was overweight and had a small dick.
He's like, you got a big dick? And he was like,
that was incredible. It's not no Ron Johnson.
Why are you taking so long to answer?
You even know you got a big dick, you don't want to have a big dick. It's like, you ain't got a big dick, you're 300 pounds, you're short, you don't even make enough money, and you want the best woman in the world.
That ain't happening.
He was fair enough. He was mean. He was ruthless, the truth. However, it's just that some people, they do need to improve on themselves. But it was just that if you go to Kevin Samuels, like there was even sometimes there was women who went on there, they were very insecure, unsure about themselves. And it'd be like, hold on a second, send me an email of when you've gone to therapy and then we'll talk from there, rather than this whole thing. But rest in peace, Kevin Samuels, man.
Yeah, interesting character, yeah, for sure.
Interesting individual, because he did change the conversation of like, what women want and what women need from a man's perspective. And it was like, yeah, but it's just very interesting. It's very interesting. But rest in peace. He's done so much within a span of 2 years.
How did he pass away? Does anybody know?
Heart attack, I want to say.
That's what they're floating. Arrest, yeah,
yeah, oh, that's right. What they're floating around.
And he's a 2-time cancer survivor as well.
Really? Oh, word.
Oh, yeah. Wow, fair enough.
So this was just, it was a bit baffling. But when you die, you die, man.
That's
fair enough.
YSL. We've not got long, but them boys are burning.
Yo, it's looking peak.
They're done, man. Them men are done.
They even got the dog.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
The green dog.
That was a joke.
Oh. Wait, it's not true. I saw a picture. I swear the dog's in the back of the car. I swear the dog's in the back of the car.
What information are they going to get from the dog?
Who's taking care of the dog? Who's taking care of the dog? Caretaker? Nah, man. Bring the dog as well.
They taking it to the pound.
Nah, RSPCA, bruv.
Fuck.
I mean, the first things first, they got to like get rid of the dye, because the dog is green for no reason.
I'm sure that will kill the dog. I thought they just did it for that picture.
Oh, my God. Nah, I think the pictures, I think what I saw was fake. But yeah, it genuinely looked like the dog was in the back of the police car, so I thought they took the dog as well.
That's it.
Yo, Gunner's had a hell of a year.
It's over.
Have number
seen,
one album.
Have you seen a meme? What's it? The feds are going to offer him a fresh pair of jeans and he's going to snitch.
Why does everyone always kill Gunner, man? Allow him, bro.
Listen, that McDonald's is getting prepared as we speak. He is... I don't know. They haven't really got much on Gunner. I think they've just got the fact that he wore a chain.
So how does Enrico work? Does that mean essentially they all go away together or what?
Yeah,
the whole organization. They all have Jesus something Christ. On every single individual.
Boy.
Yeah,
they ain't really got. From what I've seen, well, maybe they've got more, because they've been saying they've been tapping his phone since he's done. They've been tapping his phone since 2019, and they've got calls on that he's people are killing people, and then they're like checking in with Thug once it's done.
Yo,
I thought it was wild that he was, because he was clearly involved in the Lil Wayne bus shooting.
Yeah,
and they just let him go. So they but were. They just said, "Do your thing." And they were building a case on him, clearly.
Yeah, from 2015.
That's mad.
Even earlier. They're saying before he was famous.
Yeah, 2012.
I knew Thug was in this kind of shit, but I didn't think he was in this shit.
Just never took him seriously because he wore dresses.
But he's a serious Don, isn't he?
He's a serious Don because I've heard that he's that serious guy. But it's just
his appearance didn't give that.
In my mind, I've always just known him for wearing a dress.
Yeah.
And then the whole pink, like, oh, that's my boyfriend stuff. Like, I just never took him seriously. And then now,
you take him seriously now.
Yeah.
Oh what man, is it's a, I mean, I say it's a shame, but Sergio if he's doing Kitchens. These things,
yo, free, Sergio,
Chloe, Sergio, you're free now.
Yo, top five being reshuffled as we speak.
Chloe, you're right back in there. Don't worry.
That was crazy. This is a crazy situation. And Rico cases have a 97% success rate.
Oh, you're done.
And the thing is, this is not.
They're gone
right
for a long
I don't
time.
Think this is federal.
That's so peak.
Huh? I don't think this is federal.
No, it's federal.
Jesus Christ, I shouldn't have been laughing at this. Is bad.
No, we're done, bro.
This is bad, man.
Snitch like 6ix9ine, bro.
For real.
Sing for man. I'm lying.
There's no way they can't. Sing for me. The thing with Rico cases is they can't present it unless they've got you.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's exactly. Not like, oh, this is Amin and Arin.
We've actually got you. Nah. Got him. Yeah.
Because you can't take it. You can't take a RICO case to the judge without having everything there.
Yeah.
His file is gonna be humongous.
For real, like.
Table. Oh man.
Old school telly.
Gonna be gay.
No, what an intro to an album, man. Hey, ain't Bruno Fernandez a YSL as well?
Ain't Jack Harlow a
Jack Harlow's
they higher. They asked the DA if Jack Harlow was indicted.
That's so stupid, man. I guess before we go, we should probably touch on his album. What do you think of it?
I thought it was fine. Like, people are mean. Like, it's not incredible, but it's not as bad as people are making out. You'd think this was worse than something Nav put out.
Where is Nav?
Exactly.
I think Nav, there's an album that by Nav that's better than Jack Harlow's album.
I'm sure, but not all of his work. Okay, who's a tradition?
The Metro Boomin' Nav album is better.
I need to hear Metro Boomin' Nas.
The kids want you, whatever you want to call it. You know what I will say?
It's not bad.
The album isn't good. But the hate is slightly, it's only just now becoming forced. It's becoming forced because there was this clip that went viral where he was talking about, he didn't know who Brandy was. I think that's forced because he's only 24?
Yeah.
Allow it. You know what I mean? Mm. At some point, it was like, you're just hating for him. You're hating on him for the sake of hating on him. The album isn't good, but it's not to say it's a bad album. There's some good songs on there. I do like the side piece song, the Dej Loaf introduced to the family song. I actually genuinely like that song. And there's another song on there I like as well, but overall, I think my hypothesis is he needs a ghostwriter. He's got everything going for him.
Yeah.
You get you somebody who can actually spit for you, you're calm.
He is. There's talent there as well. Like, I just think people are. I think, do you know what it is? I think this was the first time a lot of people had heard him. So they knew the personality, but not a lot of people had heard his music.
His music.
This is the same level of ability that he had on his previous album. So this is why I'm confused, because I'm like, this is exactly the level of rap that he's been displaying for the last, 3 years? So I'm not...
Okay, fair enough.
I think it's because the label has really looked at it and seen projections.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it helps that he's white, but it's just like, everybody loves him. And it's just like, is this what you give?
Musically as well, they kind of shot him in the foot. They gave him too much too soon. The Pharrell song shouldn't have been on there, in my opinion. Like, you don't need that. You need to create your sound, make sure it works first. You can't like give somebody such a distinct producer straight away because you don't even know what your actual sound is. And when I heard the Pharrell song, I was like, this is terrible. So that's kind of something where he basically kind of got too big too quickly, slightly, especially with the First Class song.
Yeah, I feel like that was a miss. That wasn't supposed to happen.
No, and like, and I really, really don't like lazy sample flips, but it's weird because the side piece song has a good sample flip. The beautiful sample on that is fantastic. That's how you're supposed to do it. But maybe it's because the First Class grew so big that they didn't intend it to be what it was.
The sample flip on First Class is bad. I thought it was quite not clever what he did with it, but I can see why, especially...
Yeah. I'm in a minority when I say it. I think it's terrible.
I can see why in his TikTok generation, why it worked.
It worked for what it was supposed to do. But
I've been a G, throw up there. Like, it's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But...
Oh, one thing I've got to say is...
Sex on the AM is crazy, though.
Will I Am.
Uh-huh.
Black Excellence.
Will I Am
said, we probably said it before.
What did he do?
But Will I Am is Black Excellence, man.
Just in general.
What, because of his conversation with Talib?
Not that. It's just that led me onto that video. But just Will I Am is Black Excellence.
That's how I said Will I Am, man.
Yeah, man.
Also, Nux is Black Excellence as well.
Boom Boom Pow.
His album is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
I was a bit worried about the drill stuff at first, but he done
it's
well.
It's jazz drill, isn't it? Or drill jazz is what they're...
I don't even know.
I think it's the future of rap.
He's done it well because rap. I don't feel like he was necessarily a drill guy, because before, all of his stuff was very sample heavy. It was a bit like Fab.
Yeah.
Like, he'll flip a sample, make it smart, and rap at a slower BPM. But I think the album is really, really good, man. Like, Bible is a fucking fantastic song, and there's some good songs on other songs on
there. I'm not a chance to listen to it, but it's definitely getting a listen.
I've listened to the amazing album once, and I haven't had anything to complain about it. It's just that I'll need to go back on it.
Yeah, facts. But I'm happy for the person as well. I think that's always important.
He deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts. Yo, have we got anything else to say?
Nah, we gotta get out of it now.
Free YSL, man.
Or free the dog.
Free the dog. He ain't do nothing.
He's just barking and shit.
Bam bam.
My choice this week is Mr. Morale by Kendrick Lamar.
My choice this week is...
The beat is insane.
Silent Hill by Kendrick Lamar and Homeboy.
Push these head on me like, woo.
Crudiac Black.
What you're saying.
Crudy Black.
What she's saying, the nigga like boom.
Go on, make bam, it a trifecta. Pick another song from the album.
Bam bam.
Worldwide Stepper.
Bam, I don't bam. Think this has ever happened. Three songs off the same album in the playlist.
Worldwide Stepper, yeah brother, Stepper. That song, yeah. That is, I think it's his most outrageous song. It's just kind of stuff he's saying on there.
Yeah.
It's so peak.
You love to see it.
Kendrick Lamar, man. Shout out to you, bro. You never miss.
Don't miss. Take the piss. All right. Until next time, Main Chaffer Podcast. I roll the Mies.
They're not going to understand this. Yeah, they're not going to understand it until the next episode.
If you know, you know.
Peace.
Get to know.